Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel. Things are about to get real interesting, folks. Donald Trump has officially been selected as the next U.S. president. And surprise, surprise, the Libbies are absolutely losing it. Libtard meltdowns in full effect, people. And to be honest, it's amazing. I gotta say, the first thing I thought when Trump won was, I need to tune into The View. Let that sink in for a second. I actually wanted to watch The View. Okay, nothing like seeing those hens clucking and losing their minds over this. There's truly nothing more entertaining than watching the train wreck unfold. Libtard tears are great, I must say. The progressive parents that wanted to transition their kids are having a collective mental breakdown. So I give this clown show two thumbs up, folks. 5 stars. You gotta love it when the Liberal Party goes into full freakout mode. All the libtards here in Canada are losing their minds. It's great to see. But shout out to the Rothschild's own magazine, The Economist, for the predictive programming months ahead, with titles like The World Ahead 2024, with Trump's shadow right here, another one saying Preparing the Way, with Trump right there on the cover. This was months before the election results, and what do you know it? Trump is now the 47th president of the United States. Now, just a few months before the election, we saw something unusual take place. The trustworthy MSM was slandering Kamala Harris. Why would they do such a thing? Check this pic out right here. Most right-wing people were posting this pic right here. It says CBS ambushed Kamala and started doing actual journalism. Biden contradicted Kamala and said DeSantis is doing a good job. CNN criticized Kamala for co-signing Biden's failed administration. Markets shifted heavily to Trump, and many of the normies were confused. They didn't know why this was taking place. They were even using the caption, "Something weird is taking place." Now, after Trump has officially won, all those same people are saying, this seems too good to be true. Why did so many in MSM start turning on Kamala like this? Could it be they wanted a certain individual at the top? Now, if you've been following me for a while, you'd know that for years I was predicting that the demons in charge will give you your heroes when it's too late. Those that write the history books want to blame right-wing figures for the next big catastrophe, whatever it may be. From Bush to Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, and even Trump. Anyone find it highly unusual that all of them have mentioned Iran is a major threat? Trump was saying if anything happens to him, it was Iran and they need to be wiped off the face of the earth. All this talk about another major conflict in the Middle East. Ask yourself, to whose benefit? Why are we being used as pawns in another Middle Eastern war? Why are those in charge so obsessed with the Middle East? I mean, did Saddam Hussein really find an ancient stargate that gives him access to different dimensions? Does Iran suddenly have nuclear weapons? Tune into the next episode of Dragon Ball Z to find out. This is getting absurd, people. A world war is on the horizon, Iran being the main target here. And just a few days after Trump gets in office, we see endless articles like this flooding our newsfeed. PSYOP season begins, folks. U.S. charges man over alleged Iranian plot to kill Trump. Another one here, 3 charged in Iran-linked plot to assassinate Donald Trump. Sources tell ABC News. And get this, another one is on the loose. You see what's happening here? It's an either or here. Either Trump knows his role and is simply playing his part, or he's used as a scapegoat. They want Trump to believe Iran is out to assassinate him, so he starts a full-on war with Iran. And of course, the history books will do the good old Jews were always the victims and the racist white guy started the world war, okay? Look at this title right here. Iran alleges malicious conspiracy by Zionist interests to pin assassination attempts against Trump on them. Ain't that some shit? And why the hell did Netanyahu call Trump the very next day to congratulate him and talk about the Iran threat? Like, really? He's not even in office yet, and Netanyahu is calling him like, yo, bro, you know we gotta kill these Iranians. I mean, come on. They're trying to kill you. And take a look at this pic right here. Trump dapping Netanyahu up like he's a brother. What the hell is this? One hell of a picture right here. Look, North Korean troops are allegedly in Ukraine fighting alongside Russians. And oh, would you look at that? North Korean soldiers hooked on porn after getting internet access for the first time while helping Russia fight Ukraine. the damn Jews strike again, okay? You know how it goes, folks. Is this going as predicted? Was Trump selected? So many people on Twitter are posting things like this. Am I the only one that feels like this is going way too easy and that there's something coming? They went from don't concede no matter what in 2020 to Kamala has already called Trump. No way the deep state just gives up power this easy, in my humble opinion. I'll go over these tweets here and you can make of this what you will. Another one here. Is it just me or does something feel off with Trump winning? It really feels as if something chaotic is about to happen. A reply here says something's up. Seems like it's too easy. It does, doesn't it? Take a look at all of these comments saying the same. I'm sure you've seen many of these comments. All of them saying it feels like something big is coming. Feels like the calm before the storm. Well, is a major world war set to begin, as predicted by Head Freemason back in the late 1800s? Was this all scripted and ready to play out at any moment? I think we are about to find out real soon. Many times I've said the pieces are being moved into place for the final battle, and it will happen sometime in 2025. 2024 seems like the year the Satanists are moving the pieces in place, preparing for the final endgame. The year of Saturn, aka the year the Satanists push out their influence and prepare folks for the final battle. The divide and conquer game has been going on for some time now. Let's go back right here. Take a look at the media's obsession with every ism known to man. This graph shows you the mentions of woke terms. Racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, Islamophobia, you name it. And would you look at that, the party really starts in 2008, right when Saint Obama steps into the Oval Office. The first black president, a symbol of hope and change. The demons in charge wanted us to believe this guy would solve racism just by existing. They put a half black dude in office and convinced the sheeples things would change. Except the funny thing is, the opposite happened. This unifying figure actually made racial tensions shoot up to levels we hadn't seen in decades. The man was simply put there to cause more division, divide and conquer. He was there on purpose to trick everyone that change would come, while really just laying down the blueprint for a new world order. One media segment at a time, and look at how well it's working. Suddenly, we're back to arguing over identity politics like it's the 1960s, except now it's with hashtags on Twitter. That's right, folks. Mr. Nobel Peace Prize came into office and started new wars in the Middle East almost immediately, all in the name of peace. Uniting people and solving racism one drone strike at a time. Drone striking wedding parties in the Middle East. I know you guys remember this one. Hope and change, Obama screamed, and then he approved drone strikes in the Middle East that killed countless people. One drone strike, for example, killed innocent people at a wedding in Afghanistan. At least 15 civilians were killed, including women and children. Many others injured, all because a celebration was mistaken for a threat. I bring that all up to say this. Don't fall for campaign slogans and chants. Hold these criminal scumbags accountable. It doesn't matter who it is. Now, remember when Trump called RFK's take on vaccines fake? Well, he turned around and told RFK on a private call that actually he had a point on vaccines. So I guess that whole you're an anti-vaxxer stance from Trump was just politics. But then we see all of these guys take the opposite stance on vaccines now. For example, RFK just recently said this.
You have been a crusader on questioning vaccines. Are there specific vaccines that you would seek to take off the market?
Oh, I'm not going to take away anybody's vaccines. I've never been an anti-vaccine.
You will not take any vaccine that is currently on the market.
If vaccines are working for somebody, I'm not going to take them away. People ought to have a choice, and that choice ought to be informed by the best information. So I'm going to make sure scientific safety studies and efficacies are out there, and people can make individual assessments about whether that product is going to be good for them.
Would that include COVID vaccines that are currently on the market?
I want the best science for every vaccine.
All vaccines are poison and they should be taken off the shelves immediately. But RFK went from saying all of these vaccines are highly dangerous and should be taken off the shelves to now he's saying, oh, I absolutely won't do that. And right after Trump won, having beat Kamala, Trump picks his chief of staff. And who does he choose? None other than Susie Wiles. Yes, That Susie Wiles. The same Susie that was his campaign manager and longtime puppet master who's been cuddled up close to Big Pharma for years. You know, the one that helped push those experimental death shots under Operation Warp Speed. Well, now she's running Trump's White House. Ain't that some ish? Speaking of plandemics, remember back in 2022 when a trailer full of lab monkeys crashed on a Pennsylvania highway? A pickup truck towing 100 McKay monkeys ended up crashing and sending crates of monkeys flying everywhere, okay? A bystander named Michelle Fallon, who stopped to help, thinking she was dealing with cats. No joke, another driver told her he thought he saw a bunch of cats escape, but instead she found herself face to face with a hissing monkey that spat at her, leaving her with pink eye and many other symptoms. So she went back to the hospital for rabies shots and a round of antibiotics. Just a wild story. You guys remember that, right? And just when you thought we were done with the whole escaped lab monkey saga, here we go again. Now it's 2024 in South Carolina, and 43 Macaque monkeys have broken out of another lab facility after a keeper forgot to close their pen. Residents are being told to keep their doors shut while police hunt down the monkeys using thermal cameras. It's like a scene out of Outbreak. The lab is now telling everyone that these monkeys are too young to carry diseases. Oh, where have we heard that narrative before? Funny how these lab accidents keep happening just as the narrative for the next health crisis starts heating up. We got the pre-plandemic narrative going just in time for Operation Warp Speed 2.0, okay? Line up for your HIV vaccines, folks. This is officially Planet of the Apes. What could cause the next plandemic, you say? Well, I'm sure it's not these planes spraying all these chemicals right here. So many chemicals that the trail is now multicolored. That's right, LGBT trails. Pink is aluminum, yellow is strontium, and blue is barium. So if people happen to get sick, we already know what it is, okay? We already see reports of thousands of dead birds washing up on the East coastline. They are really trying to push the H5N1 BS again. It's just wild. And guess what, people? Here we go again. The CDC is back with another round of trust the science right here. This time it's asymptomatic bird flu. That's right. Check this title out right here. Dairy workers may have bird flu without feeling sick. They want dairy workers to get tested for it, even if they're not sick. Because why not keep testing for invisible symptoms for an invisible virus? Truly clown town, folks. Apparently, these idiots are so deep in their mind games, they're convinced that if you're not coughing, sneezing, or even feeling remotely unwell, well, then you're probably just infected asymptomatically. Yeah, because that works so well with asymptomatic monkeypox, right? You know the disease that is allegedly only shown through physical symptoms? Well, you probably still have it anyway because the fraudulent PCR said you have it. I guess that's what happens when parts of your brain are missing, okay? You'll believe anything the CDC says. The CDC is now insisting that dairy workers start popping Tamiflu just in case they might catch a virus that's allegedly all around them, waiting to give them a deadly runny nose. The CDC are leaders of the never-ending fear factory porn, okay? Now, if viruses were so deadly, wouldn't we have seen bodies piled up by now instead of asymptomatic infections? If the idea of a pathogen that can mutate and become more deadly and transmissible is real, then wouldn't our species have went extinct a long time ago? They need to keep up the illusion of these invisible boogeymen to sell more drugs that give people brain damage, which once again is in their plans all along because they said they don't want a nation of thinkers, they want a nation of workers. And get this, the Tamiflu that they're pushing has a black box warning from the FDA. What does that say? A warning that these meds can cause serious side effects like neuropsychiatric episodes. That's right, the FDA's most severe label warning you that this stuff could really mess with your brain. So get ready, folks. They're about to load these farm workers full of Tamiflu, have them deal with side effects like hallucinations or paranoia, and when they get sick off the meds, they'll just blame it on, well, you guessed it, bird flu. Genius, right? Meanwhile, all we've seen so far are a few cases of red, itchy eyes and the occasional sneeze. But don't worry, Dr. Daskalakis, that's his name, assures us that not all bird flus are built the same, okay? So they admit in this article that this bird flu doesn't have a specific set of symptoms, which is CDC's way of saying, look, we don't know what the hell's going on, but we're going to force medicate everyone anyway. And of course, now they're saying they're intensifying protection measures. They say this just in time for that new pandemic treaty to go through, okay? The CDC also says they don't even know where the cash for all these extra tests is going to come from. But they've made one thing clear, the cost won't fall on the farms. In other words, they're going to use taxpayers' money to develop billions of fraudulent tests. Once again, another made-up illness, and not feeling sick is the new symptom. Remember all that talk about Big Pharma and Trump's idea of taking them down? That's right. His idea of taking Big Pharma down is putting Pfizer and Moderna's best friend Susan Wiles in his inner circle. Now, Big Pharma is rolling out the red carpet again, just waiting for Operation Warp Speed 2.0 to play out. Back in April 2024, Trump's campaign launched a full-blown attack on RFK Jr., branding him a radical effing Kennedy for his left-leaning stances on gun control and climate change issues. But then by August, the narrative changed. Trump was suddenly bigging up Kennedy, hinting at a potential partnership. It seemed like Kennedy was being eyed for a role in Trump's administration, as if the guy who's been speaking out against COVID vaccines could somehow fit into the Trump machine. Fast forward to November, and now Trump's team seems to be backtracking. Many articles here with the title like this: the Trump campaign is quietly distancing itself from Kennedy because of his controversial stances on vaccines and public health. Trump's advisors are now worried about whether Kennedy would even pass a Senate confirmation, let alone get security clearances given his history of outspoken opinions. So here we are again, just like Obama's slick marketing campaign that fell apart once he got into office, Trump's promises to drain the swamp by allowing Susan Wiles, Big Pharma Queen, into his campaign. And then added this Zionist warmonger Brian Hook to his State Department transition team. The Drain the Swamp tour continues, folks. Brian Hook, people. You know, the same guy that was all about selectively weaponizing human rights to keep the empire rolling. Hook wanted to ignore human rights abuses if it's our buddies. You know, like Saudi Arabia, for example. But then screaming bloody murder when it's countries like Iran or China. And now Trump's bringing the same guy back into his State Department team. And get this, according to Leon Panetta, ex-CIA director, he says Trump is about to give Netanyahu a blank check for his war ambitions against Iran. Trump's already mentioning unlimited support for Israel's next moves. People were saying Putin would behave if Trump was president. Well, just after Trump was selected, Putin came out with this. Check this title out right here. Russian President Putin says Taiwan is a part of China. Just a few days ago. Weird timing, right? People praising Trump as the anti-war hero now. His supporters act like he's about to ride in on a white horse and dismantle the war machine. And there are some reports that Trump is eyeing Mike Pompeo to be CIA director again. Just unbelievable. I mean, Trump had 4 years to prove himself and instead hooked up with the same neocons and lobbyists who've been pulling the strings for decades. The guy talks about ending wars while beefing up defense budgets and escalating tensions with Iran. But let me guess, this is just a brilliant 5D chess game that we're too dumb to understand, right? The anti-establishment president who can't resist giving more power to his Zionist buddies, taking on the establishment by going to war with Iran on Israel's behalf. Now, this pick does say it well right here. It doesn't matter who's in office. The same plans still carry out. Both sides are completely insane if they even entertain the idea of another war in the Middle East. It's funny because the only criticisms the Democrats have towards Trump is he's not aggressive enough in his foreign policy, as if that's the real issue. It's funny that that's what they're saying about Trump. I bet you wouldn't even nuke Gaza. I mean, that's the only criticism from the Democrats? Because in Washington, the only criticism that seems to matter is whether you're bombing enough countries to smithereens. But it looks like Trump is bringing back the same war hawks, playing nice with foreign powers, all while pretending he's the outsider who's going to fix everything. Take a look at this video right here in 2019 with Trump. Who the hell is that guy behind him right there? Looking like Trump's handler with a good old secret society pin on. I know you see this. You know what I'm talking about. And why is he looking at Trump like he's a snack? What the hell is this? Look, this video is proof reptilians exist, okay? Something is really off with this right here. I don't want to sound black-pilled here, but good lord. Can anyone speak out against the big pharma system of poison and death? Is that too much to ask for? Just call out vaccines for what they are. Mass murdering bioweapons designed to poison kids when they're really young so they have no shot in life at all. If Trump actually spoke out against vaccines like this and called out the demons in charge, warmongering, if he actually builds a wall and deports all illegals, stops all foreign wars, and puts his country and citizens first, I will get back on here and give him props, okay? But until then, it's screw the entire left-right paradigm because I don't support the next facelift the White House gets if the same depopulation plots carry on. Hold your politicians accountable, people. Stop making excuses for why they don't do what they say they will do. The same man that has a black cube on top of the Trump Tower is also being supported by Elon Musk. That's right, during the election, Trump was seen with Elon Musk. Now, allegedly, Elon Musk knew who would win hours before because he had a secret app. And this is what Joe Rogan said. Elon Musk created an app that tells him who won the election 4 hours before the results. Dana White told Joe Rogan, Elon Musk said, I'm leaving, it's over, Donald won. I don't know how he did it. Dana White said Elon Musk showed him the app and said, it's over, and then just left. Interesting, right? What role does Elon Musk play here? Elon Musk also tweeted this in a reply to a comment that said, Elon, we need your help in Canada getting rid of Trudeau. Elon replied with, he will be gone in the upcoming election. Let me guess, that secret everything app told him that too? That's right, the same Elon Musk that praised the mRNA technology, saying it's groundbreaking tech because it can turn someone into a butterfly, okay? Also, Elon stated his whole family is vaccinated against COVID, and now he could even play a role in Trump's team. The Baphomet-dressing Elon Musk that pulled up to the Met Gala with a jacket that said Novus Ordo Seclorum, Latin for New World Order, is fully on board with Donald J. Trump. And after Trump won, Elon Musk posted this, a picture of him and Trump with the caption Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is, of course, on the US dollar bill too, right under the pyramid with the all-seeing eye, you know? Nothing weird about that. For over a century, world leaders have been openly talking about a new world order. Whether it's Putin declaring that the old order is dead and saying the moment of truth is coming, or Elon Musk tweeting Novus Ordo Seclorum after Trump's election, they're expecting a massive shift. But what's this new world order really about? The so-called golden age that leaders like Trump, Musk, Putin, and even the Pope keep referencing. This isn't about a utopia for the general population. It's about a new era designed specifically for the demons in charge. Refer back to the UN's Wildlands Biodiversity Project in the early 1990s. They've been gearing up for this agenda, securing assets, building bunkers, and preparing for a world where AI and robot workers take over most jobs. If you want to know exactly what their future utopia looks like, just go ahead and watch Elysium. This shift ties back to ancient cycles. The Greeks, Hindus, and Zoroastrians all describe ages that begin with a golden age and end in destruction, only to reset. Would you look at that? Ancient cultures knew about great resets. The current fraudulent narrative of human-driven climate change is just a convenient cover for what many in charge know will happen. Now, there are people that believe this is just a natural cyclical event, a geophysical reset that happens every thousands of years or so. But is this true? Is it natural, or is it an extreme weather event caused by geoengineering? They want a great reset and a build back better agenda after this event takes place. The previous podcast, I was going over their new climate change narrative, the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation. AMOC is predicted to weaken, potentially triggering a mini ice age. And it looks like so many are preparing for this. I really wonder what those in charge know they're not telling the masses. Elon Musk and Trump, along with many other DICs here, seem to be preparing for this collapse, using apocalyptic imagery and cryptic language to signal what is to come. Remember when Elon Musk posted this picture of what seems to be a future Noah's Ark type situation here? People are kept off the ship with military holding people back. Whatever it is, those in power see it as an opportunity to build a new world order. They're not worried about saving the planet for humanity. They're focused on securing their own future. But remember, the cycle continues, and true evolution isn't about preserving material wealth. It's about the soul transcending this illusion. So while the demons in charge keep scrambling to prepare their dystopian future, but they keep forgetting there's a bigger plan at work, one they can't control because good always defeats evil in the end. What a brilliantly orchestrated circus you got here. I mean, you have half the world convinced Donald Trump is Hitler, while the other half swears he's a God-sent savior, here to drain the swamp and save the children. But are both sides being played right now? Trump's not a savior, he's more like an actor in a carefully scripted reality show, put there to keep you enraged while the real game unfolds behind the scenes. While people's attention is on the clown show, the technocrats are quietly moving all their pieces into place. They'll fix inflation by giving you a CBDC, okay? Central bank digital currency that'll track every penny you spend. Digital IDs will be introduced to stop illegals from entering the country. The narrative will turn quickly into, oh, you don't want to accept the digital ID? What are you, a liberal that loves open borders? We can already see it playing out. I mean, why build a wall when you can install biometric surveillance with the help of Elon Musk? Look, this is the kind of ish that makes George Orwell look like a rookie. All those chants for voter ID will turn into digital ID, linked to Elon Musk's Everything app, and a cute little social credit score to gauge what you post online, okay? Tracking your online footprint. Elon Musk, the new Pied Piper for the technocratic elite, the guy who convinced everyone he's a rebel against the system, bought Twitter to speed up his Everything app agenda. The same man that praised China's WeChat. He bought Twitter and named it X. He's telling people it's about free speech and taking down the deep state, but if you look into his words here, it really seems to be about laying down the digital identity layer of the internet.
You can go on Twitter and it's sort of an identity layer of the internet, and you can confirm that that is in fact the case.
Hear that, folks? It's an identity layer of the internet, like a digital ID. He says this verification is just done to keep the bots away. People aren't realizing they are silently being integrated into the New World Order control grid. So Musk is claiming to build his new utopia in space, when really he's setting up the infrastructure for a new age digital prison right here on Earth. SpaceX, Starlink, and even Neuralink. It's not about connecting rural communities, it's about creating a satellite-controlled digital matrix. The new frontier isn't about space exploration. It's about locking you into a global surveillance web where your digital ID, financial transactions, and even your thoughts are monitored with satellites. But don't worry about all that. Keep focused on Trump's latest rant or even Elon Musk's latest meme. The demons in charge stay busy carving out their dystopian technocratic empire, using Trump as the shiny object to keep you distracted while they roll out their CBDCs, social credit systems, and biometric controls. So congrats, Americans, you just got your freedom back. Except it's not that at all, and you just updated your collar to a new shiny collar. Edward Dowd had a great post right here. Somehow we had two presidential candidates running that sidestepped really talking about COVID or the mRNA death shots. It would be akin to Truman and Dewey running in 1948 and not talking much about World War II. Absolutely bizarre. Time to pull the mRNA vaccines off the market. That's absolutely right. Record numbers when it comes to excess deaths starting in 2021. Turbo cancers and everything else. And of course, those in power will never mention it directly. How bizarre is that? I mean, I think it's time for a real reckoning here. First, we pull all the vaccines off the market entirely. We revoke the 1986 Vaccine Act, strip every mandate tied to schools and daycares and healthcare facilities, and declassify all documents that show the real side effects of the vaccine. We need to see how bad it really is. Everyone deserves to know how bad this really is, especially all reports of adverse events skyrocketing, affecting children especially, sudden infant death syndrome, allergies, autoimmune issues, and so on. And when we see just how bad it is, everyone behind the cover-up needs to pay. Every scientist, everyone who pushed that garbage data, every exec who profited off of the depopulation needs to face justice. We need to bankrupt these pharmaceutical companies with lawsuits and give that money to people that were affected by the vax. I saw Tim Pool just recently with a post that said this. Now, Tim Pool is a huge Trump supporter, and he just said, "Time for Republicans to convene the COVID trials, investigations, indictments, and arrests." Well, if that happened, Tim, Trump would be in prison for life. Now, if Trump doesn't tackle this head on, then he is complicit in mass murder, crimes against humanity. The data is undeniable. Thousands of cases of cerebral thrombosis, these are blood clots in the brain, compared to only a few hundred in the previous decades. Now we have thousands. The data shows this is 112,000% more likely to occur after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, that sounds really safe. And RFK says he doesn't want to pull it from the market. No wonder we're seeing articles about serious personality changes in people. Now, when it comes to adverse side effects, it looks like women are hit the hardest here. So it just goes to show the level of evil we're really dealing with here. Because we had scumbag public health officials demand pregnant women get the shots. I saw one post. I don't know where this is from. I need this fact checked because this is absurd. It looks to be a sign in what seems to be a medical facility that said all pregnant women must get the flu shot. I mean, murder out in the open, people. And of course, liberal women are more than happy to do what the sign says. Yeah, you know, this is actually where it gets wild. You've got leftist women freaking out, claiming their rights are under attack because they can't have abortions anymore, which is hilarious because Trump's not banning abortion outright federally. That's not even happening. So these women are exhibiting delusional hysteria. These same women are already on their 7th COVID shot. And guess what, ladies? If you're that deep into the jab game, you might not even be able to have kids anyway. Trump isn't taking your right to terminate a pregnancy away. You did that yourselves. Another hilarious fact right here is after Trump won, we have so many feminist women now posting online that they will never have promiscuous sex again, that they will wait for marriage before having sex. Who knew Trump could turn the wildest feminist liberals into born-again Christians? But, you know, here we are. Maybe there are some hidden perks to having him back in office. I mean, this is unbelievable. But like I said, people, I will judge him based on his actions. Let's say, for instance, he gives Bill Gates a role in his White House. How do you want me to respond to that? Let me guess, 5D chess, right? It's almost as if the whole circus of election drama is the perfect distraction while the real plans were happening behind the scenes. While everyone's eyes were glued to the vote count, the US decides to test hypersonic missiles. The timing is highly suspect, right? It's like no matter who gets in office, the final battle will still happen. Now, during the election as well, Netanyahu's government was in total chaos. He fired his defense minister, sparking protests and international concern. Another coincidence? That's coincidence with an H. I don't know. These moves feel orchestrated, folks, almost as if those in charge are setting the stage for something far bigger. A global conflict, maybe, that's looming on the horizon? Hypersonic missiles, internal political tension, and public outrage aren't the marks of a stable world order, okay? If anything, it suggests that these leaders are gearing up for a recalibrating of the world's power structures as the WEF predicted. World wars and pandemics. I mean, as if the missile tests and internal political chaos weren't enough, the WHO just opened up a new 10-day session to push the new pandemic treaty. Such a sneaky move here considering the timing. While everyone's preoccupied with the Trump versus Kamala theater, the WHO scumbags are pushing another pandemic treaty. But it seems like Donald Trump is going at them here. Make of this what you will, but Donald Trump just came out saying this.
The World Health Organization has become nothing more than a corrupt globalist scam paid for by the United States but owned and controlled by China. When the China virus reached our shores 3 years ago, the World Health Organization disgracefully covered the tracks of the Chinese Communist Party every single step of the way. For this reason, it was my great honor to terminate America's relationship with the World Health Organization. The United States was paying the World Health Organization almost $500 million a year. When I dropped out, I took it out of there. And for 330 million people, even though China was paying only $40 million for 1.4 billion people. So we had 330, they have 1.4, and we're paying more than 10 times the amount.
As he said, he is going to go after the WHO. He's not going to go through with this pandemic treaty. But once again, he brings up China and the China virus, you know, diverting people's attention from the real perpetrators. Number one, there is no virus. Number two, the shots are poison. Number three, if people still believe the germ theory lie, then another pandemic is inevitable, which means Operation Warp Speed 2.0 is also inevitable. Now look what the Marxist parasite Tedros had to say a while back.
The pandemic agreement is mission critical for humanity.
Mission critical?
If it had been in place before COVID-19, we would not have lost so much. We would not have suffered so much. At the generation that lived through COVID-19, we have a collective responsibility to protect future generations from the suffering we endured.
Really now? Interesting, considering Tedros just came out saying this. He was on video saying he swears the pandemic treaty will have nothing to do with mandates at all. Isn't that interesting? It's like completely contradictory to what he just said in that video.
WHO did not impose anything on anyone during the COVID-19 pandemic. Not lockdowns, not mask mandates, not vaccine mandates. We don't have the power to do that.
But they do have the power to manipulate data, push forth fraudulent data that scared governments into forcing injections onto their populations. And they will do that again. The WHO actually came out saying they are in full support of mask mandates, okay?
We don't want it, and we're not trying to get it. Our job is to support governments with evidence-based guidance, advice, and when needed, supplies to help them protect their people.
What a total lie. And look at this. He's at the World Government Summit. Who elected these bastards to run anything? Now they're at a place called the World Government Summit. The nerve of the satanic bastards, people. So we know all of this is a total lie. You know, blatant lies here. They do want those powers. That's why in the previous video, Tedros was claiming it's mission critical to pass the pandemic treaty because it would save millions of lives. How would they save millions of lives, you say? Because the truth is they do want powers to lock people down and force them with injections. And the main priority for them is censorship because they don't want you exposing this truth right here. So right now the WHO is pushing through with a treaty that can give them unprecedented power. I mean, it's written in the treaty. We're talking global health mandates, and anyone who dares to oppose it risks being labeled an anti-vaxxer, okay? And Tedros said those labeled anti-vaxxer will be dealt with through aggressive treatment, in quotes. What? Dude is batshit crazy.
More than 14 million children in 2022 did not receive a single dose of vaccine.
Thank God.
Working together with partners like Gavi and UNICEF, we aim to halve that number by 2030. But you know the serious challenge that's posed by anti-vaxxers, and I think we need to strategize to really push back, because vaccines work, vaccines affect adults, and we have science, evidence on our side. I think it's time to be more aggressive in pushing back on anti-vaxxers. I think they use COVID as an opportunity, and you know, all the havoc they're creating.
All the havoc we are creating for exposing the data that shows turbo cancers are sky high starting in 2021. I mean, he is angry that more kids aren't vaccinated. He's angry that 12 million or so didn't get the COVID death shot. He wants to improve those numbers by, what do you know it, Agenda 2030. Wow. Really now? Aggressive treatment towards those anti-vaxxers, he says. Well, because we keep exposing their corruption and their depopulation agenda. That's why they are angry, folks. Check out what he says here.
Internet and social media platforms have given people unprecedented access to health information.
Oh.
But they have also turbocharged the spread of mis- and disinformation, which has contributed to mistrust in vaccines and other health interventions.
Why would what we expose contribute to mistrust in vaccines? What are we saying that's so bad? By simply showing the data to the people? That's what they're angry about here. And the nerve of the scumbag to use the phrase turbocharged. Did you hear that? Yeah, you know, the phrase turbocharged that is now hitting mainstream news. Turbocharged cancers are sky high, and many people are waking up to this. Check this title out right here. WHO Director Tedros calls for more aggressive action against COVID shot critics. Now, what does that mean exactly? Once again, the language is intentionally vague for a reason. It's as usual, okay? Guaranteed, this aggressive treatment translates into crackdowns on freedom of speech, more digital surveillance and censorship, or forced compliance measures. This treaty is the framework they need to gain total control under the guise of public health, a gateway to dictate behavior on a massive scale. They don't like the idea that there are constitutions preventing them from imposing the draconian policies that they want to impose. So they want to get rid of national sovereignty over the threat of a virus. So Tedros is now up in arms because, as he said in the video, 14 million kids in 2022 somehow managed to dodge that death shot. Oh, the horror. Now he's losing sleep over the fact that some people are still skeptical of Big Pharma's poisons. Can you believe that? And the WHO's solution is ramp up the aggression, they say. In his own words, it's time to strategize and be more forceful in shutting down the anti-vax crowd because, hey, they dared to question the narrative during COVID. How dare they? Even though we basically were right about everything. And they even admit it now. That's the crazy part. And here's where it gets interesting. The WHO has now partnered with TikTok. Yeah, you know, the Chinese-controlled dance app. They say they're going to pay influencers to tell us what's really good for our health. They are paying influencers to brainwash kids about vaccines. Yeah, nothing like trustworthy health advice from 20-year-olds who do TikTok dances for a living. All about combating misinformation, they say, which of course is just code for silencing anyone who points out their own adverse reactions. Funny that Elon Musk said the COVID booster put him in the hospital. Does anyone remember this? It's crazy how that was on mainstream news. Let's be real here. With the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is VAERS, showing tens of thousands of deaths and hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations linked to these shots, maybe, just maybe, people aren't as gullible as Tedros hopes they are. But that's not stopping him. If you can't convince them with science, well, just go full aggressive mode, right? And of course, let's not forget the WHO's stellar track record from the pandemic. They basically were wrong about absolutely everything, and now it's coming out. They were promoting lockdowns, okay, that crushed economies and even promoted mask mandates. And now they're doubling down because they're convinced more control, more mandates, and more censorship will definitely fix things this time. Meanwhile, as everyone's glued to the election circus, Tedros and his buddies are quietly laying the groundwork for their little dystopian dreamland. While you're busy debating whether a former reality star or a corrupt aging senator should be the next puppet of your country, the WHO is out here making moves to ensure none of us get to question anything ever again. Government corruption carries on, folks. Here in commie Canada, we got our own issues. The Liberal government know their progressive housing economy is going down, so they're looking to buy up as much real estate as they can. The latest scandal right here, they want a $9 million luxury condo in New York's Billionaires Row. Tom Clark, Canada's Consul General and Trudeau's longtime buddy, found his previous apartment to be unfit for hosting and in dire need of replacement. Yeah, because when the world is about to crash financially, the DICs need their luxury condo to drink their adrenochrome in Midtown Manhattan. Using taxpayers' money to buy a luxury condo while destroying Canada economically. So liberal. At least 2 million Canadians line up now for the food bank because of Trudeau's policies. And they're sitting around round tables thinking about their next Epstein Island to buy. True demons, folks. Minister Melanie Joly, trying her hardest to play the role of a serious politician here, got grilled on this decision by Conservative MP Michael Barrett, who exposed this opulent purchase for what it is, a gold-plated safety net for the elites while the rest of us are left to deal with rising inflation and skyrocketing rents. And Clark originally testified that he had no role in deciding on the new place, except, get this, we have the documents showing he'd already complained that his current apartments are not suitable, in quotes, for the kind of entertainment he has in mind. What kind of entertainment do they have in mind? I mean, red and black robes worshiping an owl. He said he can't host any parties anymore at his current house because it's unfit for entertainment. So they need a $9 million luxury condo in Manhattan. These people are true demons, folks. So the demons in charge are trying to buy up as much real estate as possible before things collapse. And this isn't just a one-off case either. Trudeau's liberals have been caught using a secretive insider-only channel to appoint Quebec High Court judges. Just corruption all around, and now they're on a taxpayer-funded shopping spree while Canadians starve. I mean, this is true communism, folks. I hope you can see it. They know their system is facing an engineered collapse, so instead of fixing it, they're racing to purchase as much real estate as they can before the system goes down. Now, the corruption does run deep. This one video kind of exposes it.
So, you know, Congress has paid over $17 million in hush money for sexual misconduct inside of the offices in these buildings.
What?
And what's more is that was taxpayer money, right? The allegation is that President Trump paid $130,000 of his own money. But here in Congress, we have, there may be some on this dais. I mean, I'm for turning loose all of these records. Who in here has had the taxpayer pay for their sexual misconduct charges, the hush money? I bet there's some over there. There may be some over here. I don't know, but I do know it's taxpayer money. And I do know not a single penny of it has been turned in as a campaign finance expense. Is the FEC going to investigate the $17 million that the Congress has paid to settle, you know, behind closed doors of these sexual misconduct allegations?
Okay, folks, it keeps going. First human case of H5N1 detected in Canada. Quick, everyone needs to be locked down right now. They really are trying it again, folks. Could history really repeat itself? Are they going to start another plandemic soon as Trump is back in office? It really might be the case. They did say polycrisis, folks. The decade of back-to-back global emergencies. So don't be surprised when they announce a plandemic and tell you you're going to war with Iran. Here we go, people. A teenager infected with H5N1 from the Fraser Health region is hospitalized at BC Children's Hospital in Canada. This is a serious infection based on the thoughts and prayers tone of Bonnie Henry's new release. Oh, here we go again. The demon in charge, Bonnie Henry, our great public health official that should be charged for crimes against humanity, is now pushing another pandemic. Bonnie Henry says our thoughts and prayers with this young person and their family during this difficult time. This is a rare event, she says. And to protect yourself against avian influenza, what do they ask? Well, they want you to stay up to date on all immunizations, especially the seasonal flu vaccine? What? Do not touch sick or dead animals or their droppings, and do not bring sick wild animals into your home. Keep your pets away from sick or dead animals and their feces. And report dead or sick birds or animals. They really might start another one, folks. It says surveillance update. As noted above, CDC has so far confirmed 9 cases in Washington. CDC continues to support states that are monitoring people with exposure to cows, birds, or other domestic or wild animals infected or potentially infected with H5N1 bird flu. More Washington state egg farm workers sick with avian flu. CDC sends help for outbreak. Here we go again. Never take their death shots, folks. And I'm going to give you an example of why you should never trust the mad scientists. Because the mad scientists are back at it again. This is their plan to stop mosquito-borne diseases. Get this, they're making male mosquitoes go completely deaf. You heard that right. By tweaking a protein called TRPVA, and by altering this protein, they disrupt the sensory mechanism mosquitoes use to detect the wing beat frequencies of potential mates. So now male mosquitoes are buzzing aimlessly, missing the wing beat signals that tell them it's time to mate. No mating means no eggs, which means fewer disease-carrying mosquitoes, they say. But just think about this. If scientists can change the genetic structure of mosquitoes to make them deaf, what else could they decide to tinker with? They clearly found out how to tweak human DNA a while back too. A vaccine that makes you allergic to half the foods you eat, or even worse, a mistake, in quotes, that leads to mass infertility. Why stop at mosquitoes when they can solve the overpopulation issue with some genetic experiments too? Today, they're just messing with mosquito genes, but what's next? When scientists start playing with proteins and neurons, those in charge of the funding of these experiments have spoken openly about overpopulation, that it's their main priority, folks. Just saying. Now, shout out to my unvaxxed people out there. I want to end this with, giving you guys a shout out, okay? All of us that didn't fall in line and get their death shots, we survived one of the most epic psychological warfare operations in human history. I mean, think about the amount of time, money, and effort poured into trying to break you down as a person. This wasn't some idea that was thought of overnight. This was decades in the making. A carefully crafted plan engineered to mess with your head and force you into compliance. They studied mind control for decades before pulling off this agenda, throwing every trick in the book to brainwash you and make you bow down, take the jab, and shut up. Overt manipulation, okay? Divide and conquer tactics, leaving society in chaos, pure garbage propaganda from the media. As seen here, never forget this happened. Unvaccinated people are variant factories and full of infectious diseases, expert says. Then the scumbags at CTV News actually ran a poll that said this. Should those who remain unvaccinated face penalties? And here are the options. Jail time, be denied health care, or no penalty. They pushed nonstop fear and guilt. They flooded every inch of your life with messages to gaslight, bully, and guilt trip you into submission. If you questioned the narrative, you were the enemy. Banned, canceled, deplatformed. Rewards, bribes, distractions. They threw everything at us, folks. They targeted people on a personal level. They wanted people second-guessing their own intuition, questioning their own sanity, constant gaslighting, doubting your own principles. They tried tearing down your identity. They weaponized your closest relationships, turning friends and family against you. It was like the entire world decided to replace their own brains with actual shit. They traded logic and critical thought for conformity and security. And yet you didn't fold. All the sheeple that took the easy way out swallowed the Kool-Aid without a second thought, all for the promise of acceptance and convenience. But yet we saw through it all. We saw through the deception, the coercion. We all held our ground and we kept our integrity and stayed true to ourselves. In a world that tried to break your spirit, you remain unvaxxed, okay? Shout out to my unvaxxed people out there. You remain unbroken and now you are immune to their propaganda. So this is for the ones who didn't bow down and fall in line, okay? Cheers to all those who refuse to bow to the madness. When the dust finally settles from the next wave of propaganda, we'll be the ones still standing, okay? Just wanted to end it with that one because we know more avian shots are coming in, more HIV shots are coming in, but we understand the propaganda and we won't fall for it. So shout out to all my people that are unvaxxed out there. You guys are the real ones. And that's where I'm going to leave it, folks. If you like what I do here, links are in the description. Four ways to support. It is greatly appreciated. All of this is done by me, so if you appreciate the effort that goes into one of these, click the links in the description. I do apologize. This podcast is a few days late, but sometimes life gets the best of you, you know? So if you want to send me cool stuff, cool articles, or interesting videos, links are in the description for my emails too. So consider hitting the links, people, and purchasing the Eyes Wide Open coffee from Gustavus, Alaska. Great organic coffee. You will be supporting this podcast. Or send something cool to my P.O. box. I got the P.O. box in the description of this video. So consider hitting those links and supporting this podcast. Until next week, folks. Until next time, this is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel signing off.